I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Peru's President Pedro Castillo tried to dissolve Congress on Wednesday. Lawmakers called the move an attempted coup. Brian Dennett is with AMG International.
And then the Congress responded by holding an emergency meeting and voting overwhelmingly to impeach him, which really caused several hours of chaos. People picking up their children early at school, businesses and offices closing. There was a run on food stores.
The police and military quickly supported the lawmakers. Castillo fled, but police caught him after he got stuck in traffic. AMG works with kids in Lima, providing school support. They also conduct church planting and pastoral training in villages throughout the Amazon region. As the government struggles, pray many Peruvians would find hope in Jesus. And China just announced changes to its pandemic policy, moving away from zero COVID measures. This comes after nationwide protests against the restrictions, but Xi Jinping maintains his powerful grip on Chinese life. Kurt Rovenstein is with Bibles for China.
She was able to secure that additional term, open up the door for, you know, quite a long reign there. That may not be the word that he uses, but a time in office. And so we kind of were on a pause just as far as activity during that time. And now that that's all over, we're kind of back up and active in planning for next year.
The Bibles for China works with Chinese churches, especially in rural areas. Amid constantly changing regulations, the ministry has to stay flexible. Ask God to give Chinese Christians creativity in a very fluid situation. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio wants to share an Advent prayer guide with you. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.